This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. 14 federal parliamentarians representing Karnali province demand Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal prioritize development of Karnali in upcoming budget allocation. Doctors involved in the treatment of President Ramchandra Powder say President's health improving significantly. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Srestha says government is working to bring loan sharks under the ambit of law. And gunman kills five, including child, at Texas home in U.S. Now the news in detail. 14 federal parliamentarians representing the Karnali province have urged Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to prioritize development of Karnali province in the upcoming budget. During a meeting held yesterday, the lawmakers asked the Prime Minister to take a policy-level decision for setting up microfinances to ensure concessional loans and promote herbs production and small industries. They also demanded a 5 billion rupees budget to launch a special program to alleviate poverty and create jobs. The Member of Parliament cited the latest census that shows that Karnali province has 28.9% population on the absolute poverty line and their per capita income at $944. They also asked the Prime Minister to bring a long-term program for the development of Karnali province. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the concerned ministry to address the demands put forth by a farmer of Nuwakot district who is on a hunger strike demanding to address the farmers' problems. Prime Minister Dahal asked the concerned ministry to fulfill the demands raised by Sri Ram community of Nuwakot district who is on hunger strike at Basantapur of Kathmandu from the 18th of April. The head of the government instructed to address the demands through Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi. The Embassy of Nepal in New Delhi has said in a press statement quoting the doctors attending President Ramchandra Powder that President health has been witnessed significant improvements. The embassy said that the president could be discharged from the hospital soon. According to the Embassy of Nepal in New Delhi, doctors involved in the treatment of President Powder have shared about the possibility of his discharge from the hospital soon. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narayan Kaji Srestha says the government is actively working to bring the loan sharks under the ambit of law. Addressing a model Pahari settlement handover ceremony in Bagmati Municipality 11 in Sarlahi District yesterday, Home Minister Srestha said no loan shark would get rid of law on the ground of political access. He added that the incumbent government was moving ahead following the principle of zero tolerance against corruption. 13 separate RCC buildings were handed over to the endangered Pahari community. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Poorna Bahadur Khadka lauded the roles of writers and artists for the political change in the country. Addressing a program organized by the Nepali Writers Association in Kathmandu on the first Writers' Day yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Khadka honored senior literator Bairagi Kaila with a cash prize of 100,000 rupees. On the occasion, he said when the political leaderships were hesitant to come up front, the literators and artists contributed a lot for political change. Deputy Prime Minister Khadka further said the government is committed to work, raising hopes among the public, ending anomalies and uplifting the economy. Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Prakash South says it's necessary for all parties to come together for development activities, arguing that politics is meant for the same. At a program organized in Kanchanpur yesterday, Minister South said the opposition party should not make development activities as an issue of political interest. The foreign minister further said the government had proceeded with the establishment of the Dasrath Chand Medical University at Geta in Kailali. Nepali Congress leader and former minister Dr. Munindra Rizal has provided 5 million rupees in donation for the recently established hospital in Tamak City by the Kathmandu Institute of Child Health. Dr. Rizal handed over a bank check to the institute's chairman, Dr. Bhagwan Koirala, on behalf of Punyashri Foundation set up in memory of Rizal's parents. Chairperson of the Indigenous Nationalities Commission, Ram Bahadur Thapa Mogar, says the United Nations should focus on sickle cell anemia being detected in the indigenous Tharu community in Nepal. Addressing the 22nd session of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues at the UN headquarters in New York, Commission's Chair Mogar drew the attention of the UN Permanent Forum to the matter. The UN should be thoughtful about the Tharu community being suffered from the disease as other indigenous communities across the globe. The Kathmandu Valley, along with many parts of the country, experienced heavy rainfall since yesterday afternoon. The Meteorological Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the rainfall occurred due to impacts of the local and westerly winds, and the impact could remain for some more days. Nepal has entered the final of the ACC Men's Premier Cup cricket tournament. Nepal ascended to the final with the abandoning of the semi-final match held between Nepal and Kuwait at Kirtipur Best Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground due to rain yesterday. Nepal has reached the final as the group winner. The match was washed out when Kuwait, chasing 281 runs, had made 37 runs at the loss of 6 wickets in 8.3 overs. Owing to the rain, the super over was also not held and Nepal reached the final, being the group winner. Similarly, in another semi-final match held at Mulpani, the UAE entered the final of the Premier Cup, defeating Oman by 2 runs in the Duckworth-Lewis turn method. Now, Oman and Kuwait will play in the third place playoff at Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today. Nepal and the UAE will lock horns on Monday at the same ground for the final. You're listening to Radio Nepal AATM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Police in Texas said that a man killed 5 of his neighbors after an argument about him practice shooting with a semi-automatic weapon nearby. The victims were all from Honduras and included an 8-year-old child. The shooting happened on Friday night in a small town of Cleveland, San Jacinto County, north of Houston. According to BBC, among those killed were 2 women who were found lying on the top of 2 surviving children, according to local Sheriff Greg Capers. The suspect, believed to be Mexican, has been named as Francisco Orpiz, 38. He's still on the run and thought to be armed. He has been charged with 5 counts of murder. Investigators believe that the victims had asked Orpiz, who it is thought had been drinking, to stop shooting as they were trying to put a baby to sleep. The former Prime Minister of Sudan has warned that the conflict in his country could become worse than those in Syria and Libya. According to BBC, Abdallah Hamdok said the fighting will be a nightmare for the world if it continues. The Sudanese army says it is attacking the capital Khartoum from all directions using heavy artillery. Almost 2 weeks of fighting has left hundreds stayed, while tens of thousands of people are fleeing the country. Thursday night's extension of an uneasy ceasefire between the rival factions followed intensive diplomatic efforts by neighboring countries, as well as the US, UK and the UN. But the 72-hour extension has not held. Air, tank and artillery strikes are reported to be continuing in parts of Khartoum. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain, thunder and lightning is likely to be possible at few places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 27.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. 14 federal parliamentarians representing Karnali province demand Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal prioritize development of Karnali in upcoming budget allocation. Doctors involved in the treatment of President Ramchandra Powder say President's health improving significantly. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narendra Srivastava says government is working to bring loan sharks onto the ambit of law. And gunman kills 5 including child at Texas home in US. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.